Hi, everyone, and thanks for listening to our SearchWindowsSecurity.com podcast, Windows Vista, Inside User Account Control. Joining us today is Sidhar Yagyalap. With more than 10 years' experience writing about Windows and related technologies, Sidhar is a regular contributor to various TechTarget sites and other publications. He regularly posts tips and articles about Windows on his website, WindowsInsight.com, where he also has an ongoing feature guide to Vista for immigrants from Windows XP. For additional information on today's topic, you can check out Sidhar's recent SearchWindowsSecurity.com tip, also entitled Windows Vista, Inside User Account Control, as well as our collection of Windows Vista tips and podcasts, Windows Vista, Inside the New Security Features, at www.searchwindowsecurity.com/vistasecurity. How are you today, Sidhar?
I'm doing real good.
Sidhar, can you explain a little bit about what the purpose of User Account Control, or UAC, is, and why Vista has introduced this feature?
Sure thing. One of the big problems that's persisted through the last several versions of Windows, and in fact through Windows in general, is that whenever you're logged in as an administrator, everything that you do on the system is done in the context of the administrator account. And this unfortunately includes applications that are launched not necessarily with your consent. This has been how malware, for instance, has created such a big problem in Windows. If you're logged in as an admin and you accidentally launch a piece of malware or it gets launched on you, the malware runs as you and creates all kinds of havoc. So what Microsoft decided to do with Vista was change the way that user permissions work a little bit. When you log in as an administrator, you're actually running in the context of a standard non-administrative user for the most part. Whenever you want to perform an action that requires an administrator account permission, the system will prompt you and it'll bring up the user account control dialog. This dialog basically tells you what you're trying to do, what program is trying to do it, which is very important, and whether, and will give you a couple of choices as to what to do. You can confirm the action or you can stop it cold. The reason this is a little controversial is because some people believe that when you have a great many of these dialog boxes thrown at you, one after the other, eventually a person will start to suffer from what you could call dialog box fatigue and will just start clicking reflexively on them, which would diminish the protective power that the dialog box has in the first place. If a dialog box gets popped up for something that's not supposed to be running and you just click OK to it, then you've just invited disaster. That's the theory. The way that it's transpired in practice, at least for me, is a little bit different. For one of the things Microsoft tried to do was call out as explicitly as possible whenever you're going to see a UAC dialog. For instance, if you have a desktop program launcher icon that requires a UAC confirmation, it'll have a little UAC logo emblazoned on top of it. Likewise, throughout the rest of the system, whenever you see a command that you could click that would require a UAC confirmation, there'll be a logo next to it. So there's a certain amount of forewarning. The other thing is that during the course of your average workday, if you're just using regular applications, working with documents in your own My Documents folder, things like that, you never see a UAC dialog. So when a UAC dialog does come along, for whatever reason, it becomes that much more striking. The vast majority of the time, if you're just working, you never see one. So the dialog box fatigue does tend to drop back a bit. I think one of the reasons why people groused about it was because when they were trying to set their systems up and you have to authorize the installation of every application you put into the system, they were getting hit with it a lot. But once everything's set up, you don't get hit with it at all for the most part.
So can UAC be disabled? And if it can, would it be a good idea or a bad idea to do that?
You can, in fact, turn UAC off. It's not all that difficult to do. It's, in fact, documented explicitly in the users section of the control panel. This requires a reboot, but other than that, it's perfectly easy to turn it on and off. The question of whether you should is a different one and not as easy to answer. My own feeling is that, for the most part, unless you are an expert-level user, unless you fully understand what you're getting yourself into, it's probably not a good idea to turn it off. Here's why. One, when you shut it off, you deprive yourself of a good deal of the experience that it gives you as to what's running and why. Meaning, if something launches on you without your consent and you don't know about it, it's very difficult to stop it. I actually had my own particular bacon saved at one point when a program that I didn't know was trying to launch itself, and I was getting a UAC dialogue for it. And since it was happening in the middle of work where there was normally no UAC dialogue, that called it to my attention. So I was able to stop it. After that, I left it on continuously. The other thing is, when you turn it off, a lot of people forget to turn it back on. They may say, okay, well, I'm just going to shut it off for a little bit, and then they shut it off, they go about their business, and then weeks later something happens that UAC could have been helpful for. They never turn it back on, they get zapped. So unless you really know what you're doing and you have documented the fact that you've turned it off, it's probably a good idea to just leave it on and get used to it in the context of your work. Some experts, what they traditionally have done, when they set up a system for the first time, they turn it off while they're installing everything. And then when they're done, they turn it back on again, mostly as a time-saving measure. But that's really about the only circumstance that I could advocate doing it under for now.
Okay, great. Well, that's it for today's podcast, Windows Vista Inside User Account Control. Don't forget to check out this tip by the same name on searchwindowssecurity.com, as well as our collection of Windows Vista tips and podcasts, Windows Vista Inside the New Security Features. I'd like to thank all of you for joining us today, and of course, a special thanks to our speaker, Sidharya Gilup.